Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us for this time of intercessory prayer. We're going to get started in just a moment. Again, we thank you for taking the time to dial in and join us for this time of intercessory prayer. Again, thank you for joining. If you have any prayer requests, we want to pause to take your prayer requests at this time. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, good morning, Alamula. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank God. This is Mother Moore. I just want prayer for the Branch family today, for Bishop and the whole family and Arise Church family. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We will certainly be lifting it up this morning. Thank you for that. Amen. Are there any other prayer requests this morning? Amen. Intercessors that are on the line that are available to pray.
Good morning. This is Sharon.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Sharon. Well, we're going to get started this morning, Sharon, with you and I know a lot of people are engaged with a number of things this morning. Praise the Lord. So not to belabor the time, we're going to get started. So, Sharon, I'm going to ask you to open up, and I will close out. And again, remember the prayer request for Bishop Branch and the family and the Arise Church.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, allowing us another day to be in the land of the living. We thank you, O God, for your mercy that's ever present with us. God, we give you glory and honor. We give you praise, O God. We thank you, O God, for just this opportunity that we can open up our mouth, that we can speak of your praises, that we can come and gather in your name, O God. We thank you, O God, for the privilege, O God, this morning. And so we ask, God, you are holy, you are righteous, you are ever present with us. You are our righteous King. You are the Lord of Lords. You are our Maker, our Creator. You are the God that sits high on the throne and looks low. And so, God, this morning we come to you to thank you and to give you honor, to give you glory, to tell you how great thou art, to ask you, O God, to forgive us for any sin and all unrighteousness, anything, God, that we may have done in this mortal body. God, we come this morning on one accord, lifting up the Branch family. And we ask, oh God, that even as they prepare to lay one of their loved ones to rest, that God, you would be with them, that you would be with Mother Branch, the mother, oh God, who have lost a child. We ask, oh God, that you would comfort her, that you would strengthen her body, that God, you would heal the hurt, that God, you would give her, God, the strength to endure, oh God. And then, God, we pray for Bishop Branch, and we pray, oh God, that you would be with him, his only sibling, God. You know more than what we know, oh God. And so, God, we ask that every weak place in the area today, God, we ask for it to be strengthened, and for the days to come. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would go before them. We pray, oh God, for his wife, his children, oh God, and his nieces and nephews, his aunts. God, you know each one of them by name. You know, God, what they need. You know, oh God, the hurt and the pain that they feel, God. But we know that you're the God that are even with us through these tough times. And so, God, we're asking you to be with them, that you would comfort them, that you would keep them, that you would, God, even fear, oh God, that may come on them. We pray, oh God, for those that drive and those, oh God, that ride motorcycles, that the fear would not overtake them, O God. We pray, O God, that those that gather today for one reason or another, God, that there will be somebody somewhere that may come to know you in the pardon of their sins. So, God, let this gathering be, O God, a gathering where your word and your truth is given to the hearer, and God, that hearts and minds will be open to receive you, oh God, and then souls would be saved. We thank you, oh God, even for his life, that it was in you. We thank you, oh God, that he died in Christ. And so, God, we give you praise for it. We thank you, oh God, for even having the opportunity to know him. We thank you, oh God, for his life being touched by so many. Oh God, the young and the old, those, oh God, that have lived in his community, we thank you, oh God. Now, God, we ask that you would have mercy even on the Arise Church, that, God, that you would go with each and every one that went to New York to support Bishop. We ask, oh God, that you would guide them and protect them, that you would keep them, that there would be no hurt, no harm, or no danger that would come before them. And then, God, when they get back home, that they would find their home the same way that they left it. Oh, God, we pray today, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would have your way with the Branch and everyone that's attached and connected to them. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, we lift up communities on this morning. We lift up families. We lift up, oh God, fathers and sons, mothers and daughters. We lift up siblings on today, this morning. God, we lift up your people. And we ask, oh God, for all that we don't have. God, we ask everywhere and every place in us that is void of you, of your wisdom, of your knowledge, of your love, of your truth. God, we ask that you would fill us. Pour yourself out, oh God, that we may be filled with you, with your love, and with your truth. We pray in the name of Jesus that families that are dysfunctional, God, that they will become functional families. We pray, oh God, for families that are distracted, oh God, and that have been torn and disrupted, the family unit, by anger and bitterness and hate. Oh, God, that we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bring families back together, that you would unite them in love and in truth, that, God, you would tear down all the strongholds, God, that have separated and have caused distinction, oh, God, in between family members. We pray, oh, God, that the old would reach out to the young and that the young would submit to the old. We pray, oh God, that we would have an ear to hear your truth, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that the spirit of offense that becomes so easy for us to embrace, that God, it would be broken. Help us and teach us, oh God, as your people to know offense, to understand offense, and then, God, to reject offense. We pray in the name of Jesus for the spirit of forgiveness, that it would rise up in us, oh God, and that we would forgive. We pray, oh God, that we would not wear our feelings on our shoulders, that we would be so easily angered, that, God, we won't allow the enemy, oh God, to take root in our heart and our mind and our emotions. So, God, this morning, we lift up our emotions to you, oh God, and we ask, oh God, that you would strengthen us in the emotions, that you would strengthen us in our mind, that you would strengthen our heart, oh God, that we would know the enemy for the enemy. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, every family member, oh God, that has been, God, arguing and that's holding offense against another family member, we come against it this morning, and we ask, oh God, with your strong arm, that you would break every stronghold, that you would destroy the chains, oh God, that bind them to anger, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would go before us, for you know all things. You know, oh God, what has caused men and women to be at odds. You know what has caused fathers and sons to be at odds. You know, God, what causes sisters, siblings to be at odds with each other. And God, we know that it's not your will, your plan, oh God, or your desire. So God, we are praying this morning that your kingdom would come and your will would be done, oh God, that you would break the strongholds, that you would teach us, oh God, how to love, that you would teach us how to forgive, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that, God, it would start with you, that you would teach us how to love you, oh God, with our whole heart. For we know if we love you, that we know how to love each other. And so, God, this morning we are praying that our love would increase. We're praying, oh God, that you would give us eyes to see the enemy afar. We're praying, oh God, that you would give us ears to hear, oh God, your voice and only your voice. And then, God, we're praying that you would touch our heart and you would purify, that you wouldn't give, that you would not allow anything in our heart that would even gravitate to unforgiveness, that would even embrace offense, oh God, that we would have a desire to cleanse ourselves daily, oh God, of the things of this world, the things that keep us, oh God, at bay from you, the things, oh God, that keep us in confusion and in turmoil with each other. God, we pray today, oh God, that you would arrest that spirit, the spirit, oh God, that keeps us, oh God, always in trouble, always with
out peace, always, oh God, fighting against each other, always arguing, always pointing the finger, always making accusations, always judging and comparing ourselves to each other. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you, your kingdom would come and your will would be done, that you would, God, arrest the very spirit that keeps us at bay and fighting each other when we should be fighting against the enemy. So, God, we ask that you would open up our eyes to understanding, that you would give us the wisdom of God, that, God, you would cause, oh, God, your wisdom to fall on us, to be empowered within us. For, God, you said in your word that if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. And so, God, we know that the promises of God are to all. So, God, we stand in the gap asking you, oh God, that you would empower us with wisdom from on high, that you would, God, help us and teach us and empower us, oh God, that we can love and we can forgive, that we can live together in peace and in harmony, oh God, that we can be and understand that we are not each other's enemy, but God, that we are the enemy to your enemy. Help us, dear God. Show us, empower us, oh God. Teach us, and then God, forgive us. Forgive us for not loving, oh God, each other as you have called us and commanded us to love. For you said to love our neighbor as ourselves. Oh God, and so we have fallen short of that commandment. But God, this morning we are asking you to forgive us, oh God, and teach us how to love. Forgive us, oh God, if we've sown any seeds that are not loving, oh God, that's not respectful, that's not kind, that's not generous, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, if we have embraced the ways of the world and not embraced your commandments and your love, oh God. But this morning we're asking you to wash us and to cleanse us and to make us new, oh God, that we may be vessels of honor and not vessels of dishonor, that we will be vessels that will love, oh God, you first and love each other, oh God, that this world may be able to be a better world because your love abounds. So, God, we ask this morning that you would allow your love to penetrate our heart and our mind, that, God, we will walk away today, oh God, and when we wake up today, when they wake up today, oh God, that there will be something that will cause them and give them a desire to do better than what they did on yesterday. Help us, dear God, to be better towards each other, to be better, oh God, in our walk in this life, to be better, oh God, vessels and soldiers in your army, to be better, oh God, in what we do. In Jesus' name we pray. God, we want to be better. We desire to be better, oh God. And so we're asking you to empower us, enlighten us, oh God. Teach us, oh God. Erase all the things that we think we know. And God, empower us with wisdom and knowledge in what we don't know. For God, we know that your mind is infinite and we have a finite mind, that we've become such a people that think we know everything. Oh God, but we know, obviously, we don't know what you know. And so, God, we need to know what you know, oh God, so we can love like you love. We need to know, oh God, how to love. We need to know, oh God, so we're asking you for your knowledge, oh God, and your wisdom, that it would empower your people, that we may be better, oh God. We want to be better today, oh God, so we're asking you for your mighty power, for the Holy Ghost, for your spirit of wisdom, oh God, to dwell with us, to be with us, oh God, to ignite us. Oh God, we ask that you will wash away everything that's not like you. And God, allow your kingdom, oh God, to rise up in us. Help us, oh God, to see you, oh God, and not ourselves. Help us, oh God, to hear you and not our own voice. Help us, oh God, for in our own eyes we are right. But God, we want to be right in your eyes. So God, we ask this morning that you would empower us, oh God. Touch us from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, oh God, and do a new thing in us. Wash us, oh God. Cleanse us from all filthiness. Take the world off of us, oh God. Even your people, God, we pray that you would do a washing, a renewing, a reviving, oh God, and help us, dear God. We need your help today. We need it like never before. And God, we thank you. We praise you. We bless you, oh God, for this day, a day that you made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, God, be with us on this day. Have your way. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we bless you this morning. Thank you, Lord. God, we bless you for this time of intercessory prayer. God, thank you for this opportunity to come before you, God, to call on your name, God, for we know that there is no name, God, above your name. For your word lets us know that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. And so we thank you this morning, God, for being able to just open up our mouths, oh God, and to declare your goodness, oh God, to ask you, Lord, to have mercy on us today. Oh God, amen. God, I thank you today. Amen. So, God, that you are having your way. Amen. So, amen. So, God, I got, we pray today. Amen. So, I got that you, God, will look beyond our faults today and see our needs. So, God, even as we cry out, God, for a nation, oh God, that needs, oh God, hallelujah. I got your intervention, Father, I pray today, oh God, because we are in a place, I got it, in a season in our life, oh God, where we are rejecting your standards, and we are rejecting, oh God, the things, oh God, that you require, and Father, I pray, oh God, that we have become like those in the days of old, oh God, that worship the creation more than the creator, and God, we pray today in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would have mercy, and we stand in intercession today, oh God, Lord, to call out for the nation. We stand in intercession today to cry out, oh God, that you will not forsake us, not in this hour. Father, don't leave us like we are. God, don't leave us in this condition. Father, I pray for us, oh God, that we be not so easily distracted by the cares of this life. Father, you said that those of us, oh God, that understand that we've been called, oh God, as soldiers, oh God, that we're not to be entangled with the cares of this world, that we might please him who called us. And Father, we pray today because we have become so distracted. Oh God, by the cares of this life.
Oh, God, we've allowed things, oh, God, to take our minds off our assignment to win the world. Father, I pray in this hour, oh, God, in my soul, I, God, that you'll begin to touch our mind. And, God, that we would come into alignment with kingdom advancement. Oh, God, in my soul. And, Father, that you'll deal, oh, God, with our spirit. And come on, so, I, God, and with our emotions. I, God, that souls might be saved, Father, we say, have mercy on us. I, God, because we are not, God, in my soul, sharing the gospel as we ought to. Oh, God, in my soul. I, God, we're not crying loud and sparing not and lifting up our voices like, oh, God. Oh, God, like Trump is in Zion, in my soul. God, bring us back to the place that we lift up our voice and we lift up our heads. Oh, God, bring us to the place, oh, God, where we understand whose we are and what we have been charged to do. I thank you for the mandate that is on our life and that it will not die. And, Father God, we pray today against every enemy of the mandate, oh, God, of our Christian assignment. I pray today, oh, God, that you would dismantle every demonic force. Oh, God, everything that tries to seize our emotions, everything, God, that planted itself in our lives, oh, God, that you would not even, oh, God, to take our eyes off you. Oh, Father, I pray this morning against every mindset that comes to curse the work of God, everything that speaks against the work of heaven, everything that works, my God, against our assignment. Oh, Father, I pray, oh, God, that the gift that they speak over our lives that it will not come to pass. But, Father, we cancel the assignment of hate against everything that you are doing. Father, we pray, oh, God, amen, so, I, God, that you would loose the words that are spoken out of an angry, high, amen, so, angry human spirit, oh, God, against the kingdom of God. Father, I pray today that you will annihilate and uproot, I, God, that which was sent, oh, God, to unsettle, I, God, to disprove those that you have called. And I pray, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I, God, that you would cause us to do what the word says, that we will make our calling and election sure. I, God, in the name of Jesus, I, God, that we will not be unstable men and women. I, God, that we won't be unstable to the call. Amen. So, I, God, amen. Sunday, oh, God, I pray this morning, I, God, amen. Sunday, oh, God, that you will have mercy on us. Oh, God, amen. Sunday, will say, I, God, that you will show your hand of favor. Oh, God, you see the wiles of the enemy. I, God, that's coming to stuff us out, my God. Oh, God, cover us. I, God, when those, oh, God, that call themselves friends, I, God, will be those ones, oh, God, that plan. I demand, Father, help those today. I, God, that are wrestling in themselves from injury from those that claim to love them. Father, I pray today, I, God, that every injury in the spirit, Father, be healed this morning. I, God, that you'll get in the breaches. I, God, in the name of Jesus, and you'll remind us what your word says, that we're to come that we might reason together. I, God, I pray, I, God, in my Sunday, I, God, for a spirit of forgiveness. Oh, God, for your spirit to heal and to draw us not now, Lord. Draw us, oh, God, closer to you. I, God, in my Sunday, oh, God, in my Sokodamandia. Oh, God, do a work from the inside out. I, God, take away from us the form of godliness. I, God, where we are tinkling cymbals and sounding brass. I, God, where there is no release of love. I, God, where purity, oh, God, is being choked out by hate. Father, I pray today in the name of Jesus that you would settle emotions in this hour, God, and do not let the enemy enemy hide. Oh, God, in our heart, God, don't let him hide his wicked hand plotting against us. But, Father, make haste in this hour to deliver. God, for they that name the name of Christ, your word declares that we are to depart from iniquity. God, let us come out of the darkness. God, and be pursuit of the light. Let us come out, God. Come on, let's give him glory this morning.
Thank you,
that he would tear down every spirit of confusion in this hour that operates in the body, that he would tear down the spirit of confusion, and that those that are high and watch them on the wall with either
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Father, help us to know that we believe you, with backbiting and gossiping, with the tearing down of another father, we believe you.
Hallelujah.
Give the heart that is satisfied with the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God, I ask you, Lord, to receive every mind and spirit. God, that will be conduits of the enemy. And Kodamandia and vices of the hatred and confusion. And Kodamandia and the Hoshe. Let your spirit rebuke it. And Kodarebo Hosh. God, for your word declares open rebuke is better than secret love. Come on and just give him a praise for the healing of the church.
Thank you, Lord.
And let the enemy run rapid in God's church. Of fruit, oh God, that are worthy of repentance, of works that show that we have repented, that we have changed, that we have turned from our evil
ways. Yes, Lord.
This is our charge as believers, as those who bear his name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And
look at us. They ought to see something that looks like him.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We are the Lord's building.
We belong to him. Yes, Lord. And I encourage you, intercessors.
Hallelujah. No matter how difficult the task might be. Hallelujah. That you pray what God gives you to pray in an hour when the enemy wants to stop the work of God.
Thank you, God.
And he wants to destroy it from the inside out.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Because if we bite
and devour one another. We will be consumed of each other, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. His fruit has a look, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, temperance. If you cannot see that, they bear no fruit. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
For you shall know them by the fruit that they bear.
Yes, Lord.
My
God. Thank you,
God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
So two prophets can't walk in the flesh. They've got to exhibit the fruit of the Spirit. Because they've got to be subject to the Spirit. Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Arrogance and pride and confusion and dissension, no sense of humility, no heart to humble themselves.
Yes, yes, thank you, God.
Manso kudabai. Me tando shekoria de la manso.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Manso kudabai.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Oh, hallelujah. I bless him today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank God for watchmen. Thank you, Lord. No weapons, Lord. My God.
Thank you, God.
Because he called you into the kingdom for such a time as this.
Thank you, Lord.
You who confess his name and declare his truth.
Yes.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Hi, I'm on so good about it.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Well, we bless him this morning for a time of intercessory prayer. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And let the power of the Spirit continue to rest upon you as you go throughout your day. Hallelujah, Jesus. And let every person encounters the fruit of your Spirit, his love, his peace.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
His joy. His gentleness, his meekness be abound in you. Be eminent.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, this concludes our time of intercessory prayer. We love you.
Go in peace and have a blessing. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.